Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebot, 705 on the, oh my gosh, is today the 19th?
Today is, yeah, look at
guys,
that go.
Guys, only six more shopping days, seven more shopping days to Christmas. That's right. I don't like the panic in that. I count Christmas Day as a shopping day, because places are open till after midnight, so you can just run right
out
there.
Shop local, stay local.
That's right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Christmas week. Gosh, I hope everybody's getting
prepared.
Kids
are out of school.
Got a big announcement to make later on for you. But Bad Bob, who is over here trying to get video streams, audio streams, the Phantom and the studio computer all working at the same time. You, man of many talents.
Could use a couple of more arms. Good morning.
How are you today, Bad Bomb?
Had an interesting weekend. Nothing I want to talk about on the air, but it was busy.
You know, when he says things like that, I always expect to see like his face in Shasta mugshots or something.
No. This was something that Brenda and I had been thinking about pursuing, and it's things have changed since the last time I undertook this particular endeavor.
Well, we know what you're talking about, but I'm sure we don't want to jinx things because, you know, how it goes. Well, who are you? You never introduced yourself.
I'm Carl Bott. You're Linda Bott. And Good morning to the chat room, which is, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we are chatting live, too. I'm going to see what we got in there.
You know what I want to
Indie
do
guy,
right
Max,
now?
Good morning. Gosh, already on a Monday morning. What?
I want to see...
Linda's got her Christmas hat on.
Oh, look, I've got my Christmas hat on. If you are watching the video right now, you know, you can see us waving at you. Bob's on the phone right now. But what we're going to do is, as soon as he takes the name, I am holding two tickets. Let's see who's paying attention this morning. Because...
No.
I am giving two tickets away.
Give them away.
Right now, to the Aaron Neville concert. All right? That is this Wednesday night at 7:30. Two tickets. I've been holding these. Start off Monday morning, you chat packers. Who's listening? If you've called before, I don't care. Merry Christmas. These are two tickets for Aaron Neville this Wednesday night. Give us a call here. 605-4567. The call will be coming in just a minute because I know that there's a delay. But while we're waiting for your call, let's go to Wells Fargo Moment. What's happening in the market?
Yeah, our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris
Lasondak. What's happening, Chris?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the new week, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 11,896. The S&P 500 is up 1 point at 1221, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 7 points at 2562. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 105 million shares. Looking at some of the most actively traded issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 16 cents at $5.05. Pfizer's up 24 cents at $21.27. Delta Airlines down 27 cents at $8.75, while Sprint Nextel's up 2 cents at $2.27. Of local interest, PG&E down 20 cents at $39.78. Safeway's up 13 cents at $20.70. And North Valley Bank down 15 cents at $9.61. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.85%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24%. Oil's up 49 cents a barrel at $94.02. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.46 an ounce at $15.97.29. Well, silver is down 56 cents an ounce at $29.14. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. That was our Wells Fargo Advisor. They come in at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning and again in the afternoon. They are located on Park Marina Drive and...
Marty, congratulations. You won those tickets to Aaron Neville. So come by the station. They will be under your name this morning.
People that are listening at 7 o'clock in the morning with their phones right there. We
How
love you guys.
Are you?
We love you guys. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we have got so much. Did you realize all of you residents out there, all you residents of our country, we gave President Obama a present that you can't believe. Yeah, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:10 in the morning, December the 19th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Monday. Carl and the Bot, 7/12, December the 19th. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are on the video stream. How do you find us on the video stream there, Bad Bob?
Simplest way is going to be to go to livestream.com, www.livestream.com. In the search box, type in Free Fire Radio. You can be all one word or spread them out. I've got it in there both ways. That'll take you to a page with a set of color bars, and you click on that, and you get a brief commercial, and then you'll see the video stream.
Yeah, live with the commercial, and then you can see us. You can see Linda being very, very cute today with her Christmas hat on.
Well, I just turned the fan on because, you know, we're all these electronics in the small room. We were just told by Best Bob that it was, you know, the air conditioning runs in the other room. Well, speaking of temperature and weather, how'd you like that segue? It's currently 53 degrees temperature today. It looks like we're going to get to be around 63 tonight at lows of 36. Tomorrow we're going to have 65, partly cloudy with the temperatures getting to be around 34. Looks like we have a lovely day, a lovely
like
week ahead
good.
Of us.
It's, yeah.
There's no big put rain
your,
coming on.
Put
so.
Away your umbrellas. All right, okay. Here's your present that we gave to Mr. Obama. Obama's Hawaiian vacation he's taking this week is going to cost us, well, mostly cost us, just a little bit of money as he goes out there to Hawaii and spends a week or so on the beach. $4,113,038. That's approximate, but it's over $4 million. That it's going to cost to take care of President Obama, fly him out there, his entourage, rent all the houses. Now, the houses he rents himself, for himself, and that's $3,000 a day. It's like $75,000 a month. But he's renting that house, or so it said, himself. But all the seven houses that go around him.
For
that
Secret
have,
Service.
That, well, Secret Service and all of his people, that we pick up that. We pick up the Air Force One, which is $120,000 an hour. So, while people are really having a tough time making ends meet here and, you know, going out there and spending their money, the Mr. Obama and his family, his entourage and all that is going to spend $4 million to go to Hawaii.
Well, the big news today, yes, and it's not like this is new. We're used to having the South Africa and the African trips, the many trips that they have taken. But North Korean dictator Kim Jong at 69 years old,
Kim Jong-il
the
dies.
Second died. Yeah. And so the power is to, I think today is the National Day of Mourning. But, you know, people throughout the world, our countries are wondering.
Concerned.
Concerned. Where are we? What's going to happen with this power takeover? And that's the biggest concern right now.
Well, Kim Jong-il has always been kind of he's been a strange character. It was he who set up a couple of those, remember the aircraft that were bombed back in 1983? There was a bomb put in them. And that was, he had ordered that back before he was taken over. Kim Jong-il has always been an enigma. And sometimes you think, he reaches out like he wants to be friends. But in reality, then the next thing he does, he launches a missile. But it was one thing. He was really into movies. He really liked James Bond movies. He was really into the special forces and the special operations side of it. His people could be starving to death, and yet he would live more of a lavish lifestyle. Now, here's the big question is his son, Kim Jong-un. He's the third son. I mean, he's like third in line. Uh-huh. He's not the oldest. They've got him taking over. Nobody knows who he is, and he's like 27 years old.
20.
Or 20 years old. Thank you. So nobody knows who this guy is or what he's going to do. Is he going to be like one of these that has to prove his manhood by launching something?
I don't know. There was a picture of him on AP. It looks about 12 in the picture.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the thing is he going to maybe open up North Korea to the world? I don't know, but here is the biggest concern is one. This was not really expected. He was 69 years old. Yes, his health had not been good, but they didn't expect him to pop like this. And then now his son, who has taken over. Now, if you saw the National Day of Mourning, if you looked at the TV from North Korea, you never saw so many people at one spot screaming and crying and tearing their clothes and rending their hair and all these things. But how much of it was true? How much of it really was true that they felt this way?
I think they did create a cult through the very skillful use of media.
Oh yeah, I mean it. Well, that's true. They did. On the other hand, if you didn't show a lot of remorse,
it would not be healthy.
It wouldn't be healthy because he's tortured thousands. He's like I said, close to like 2 million of his people died of starvation when he was still building his military. You know, frankly, his military, where they could be for a couple of weeks, be a huge problem to the South Koreans and to the United States. They don't have the staying power. They don't have the technology. But one thing they did do was they built nukes. So there's another question, what's going to happen there? And they do have a missile, from what I understand, that's capable of reaching the United States. I don't know if it'd be the West Coast, which would be us. Anyway, okay.
Well, let's get your weigh in on that one. I want to come back. When we come back, I'd really like to talk about what's happening around town, Christmas stuff.
Can I toss out something quick there? Friday, there was an article in the Searchlight about the best Christmas displays around town, and we made note and took a tour of them. A couple of very enterprising, inventive individuals in town have gathered together some great technology, and a string of homes down on Lucerne Lane in South Reading, as well as a home in the Western Ranches area on El Verano, have these fully synchronized light displays. One in El Verano has over 100,000 lights on 92 digital channels, all synchronized to a half-hour music loop. If you go up there, I think it's like Thursday through Sunday that they're going to have the performances underway. We were saying wow the whole time. Traffic's a bit tough. If you park a block or so away and walk in, you're going to get a better view of what goes wrong rather than just park right in front and honk up all the traffic. But the effort that went into these displays is just, it's like Disneyland. And little kids are just dancing and adults are grinning ear to ear. It's a great thing to see somebody get that into the Christmas spirit.
Are you dancing?
I was smiling from ear to ear because the the synchronizing of the music. There's actually some YouTube videos about this, but we've got a couple of individuals in Reading who have undertaken this this project, and it ain't cheap, but it can be done by anybody with a good do-it-yourself spirit.
Well, you know, and just to follow that up, there's one down in Phoenix that has this great light display, and he does it with his he puts solar panels. He's got 12 solar panels out in his front yard. And that runs these lights from 6 p.m. till midnight.
Well, we attended a veteran event yesterday, and when we come back, we're going to share with you what has happened over the weekend, what's going on with our veterans, and Salvation Army. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Ensemble Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Ensemble Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Ensemble Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or call us at 222-8222.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. It is currently 53 degrees downtown Reading here at the KCNR studios, which is on Market Street.
And also, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in business since 1985. They've been in the same place. I can't say enough about how well they are doing and also what they do. If you've got saws, knives, router bits, shaper, cutters, garden equipment, axes, and chainsaw saw blades, the chains themselves, they will get them sharp. And they do great work. They have been there. The business continues to grow after all this time because they do such good work. So just go down and see Judy and Bob or give them a call at 530-365-1479 or stop by at 6915 East Side Road in Anderson.
Well, obviously this weekend, let's go to, we were at the Veterans Memorial Building.
Veterans Hall.
And it was a spectacular dinner. And we want to do a shout out to Walmart and all the people who donated free. Fabulous. It was an old-fashioned turkey and ham and yams. And this was for the National Guard, the people who were deploying, people who have come back, the first responders. And we met the group of people who were leaving that were going to be called up and are going to have to be leaving, and then some that had come back as well. But it was a beautiful serviceman's feast is what it was called.
MIAP and Walmart got together for this, and we got to meet some of the men that were heading out here in February to Afghanistan, and we're going to have a couple of them on the show here early next year, so we can talk about that. It was a great event. And then of course we had over in Anderson, the Walk of Honor was dedicated. And James Yarborough, who was one of the big pushers behind this, one of the guys that had a lot to do with this, spoke. And as he said, this is a memorial for which we are all so proud. And it absolutely is true. Wind River helped with this. So many different people helped in getting this done. But it's such a great, great effort. We have so many things here that are going on. And then there were toy runs to help kids in need. The ones yesterday, the Servicemen's Feast, also helped. There was homeless people there that were being fed. Also, a lot of toys. Santa was there to help out with and gave away a lot of toys. And by the way, thank you so much for all Santa's little helpers that came in and delivered so many toys here to the station. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing today?
You're wonderful, and you are live right now.
Well, don't hold that against me. I find it incredibly cool that you are advertising for R&B Sharpening since my parents, Russell and Betty, started that company.
Oh, you're really?
R&B, Russell and Betty.
Yeah.
They sold it when I was a little kid.
Well, Judy and Bob have had it now since, I guess, 1985.
Which is when Mom and Dad sold it to them.
Wow.
Small world, is it not?
Well, now.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that little tidbit. I get a real kick out of hearing R&B Sharpening getting advertised. I get all nostalgic, so I just wanted to share that.
Oh, that is so cool. And, you know, we love the fact that when we talk about R&B Sharpening, we had our guy Santos come in the other day and say, gosh, you know, people are going in, they hear the spot. And that's the way it works. That's the magic of, you know, talking about something and knowing your clients and then going and then having your listeners and the people who, you know, okay, it's been recommended, so we go there. So they've noticed.
Yeah, they've had a big
walk-ins.
Well, not, I don't know, but they've had people coming in
and
saying
that
they
makes
heard
us it. Feel good.
Yeah, it makes us feel good, but we also appreciate it from our listeners and the
well,
people.
Well, I know for a fact that from advertising with you all that we've got quite a few people who said, yeah, we listened at the station, we heard about you.
So, well, Jay, of course,
radio definitely works.
Well, Jay, of course, you're with our yellow cap, so you've been driving taxis around. What's kind of the temperature with the North State right now in the holiday season? What's going on out in your world?
Oh, you know, in between the red lights, heavy traffic, and stress, what could possibly go wrong?
All right.
You know, it's holiday season. I'm doing fine. But, you know, people get stressed out this time of year, and everybody's trying to get their gifts and all that other stuff. But, you know, everybody's happy and just looking for a party. We're tired of all the bad news. We're just looking for a party.
Well,
there's good news. President Obama announced that he is the fourth best president in history.
Well, we're saved.
Yeah,
that's why. No worries. He's the fourth best. We're good to go.
Yeah, that's right. He listed himself after U.S. Grant, Carter. In a 60-minute.
Thanks, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Merry Christmas.
In a 60-minute interview, Obama claims that he is the fourth. Well, he didn't say I'm the fourth best, but he said we have the best. We, being he, has the best legislative record ever behind LBJ.
He's talking about
FDR
the Dems.
And Lincoln. He compares himself, of course, to being right behind Lincoln in his accomplishments. And, you know, well, here's the best part of this whole interview. 60 Minutes cut that part out. Why do you think they'd cut that part out? Is it because he's got a guy who's in the worst economy, that he hasn't, nothing's recovered, that we've got all these things going on that are wrong and all these problems, and he claims he's the fourth best president in history? I mean, who is he that hung up on himself that he'd actually, is he? Yeah, I mean, really. And then we turn around, he must be right, because then we turn around and give him a $4 million vacation to Hawaii.
What does that say? People are whispering in his ears how great he is.
You know what? Here's the other thing is, let's talk about, how did a drone land in Iran without being damaged? Huh?
I did a story on that. I can help you with
Carl and Linda Bond, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. stocks are rising even as news of North Korea's ruler Kim Jong-il's death rattled Asian and European markets. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points. AT&T's efforts to sell some of T-Mobile's assets have reportedly gone cold. The Wall Street Journal reports AT&T was holding talks to unload some assets in hopes of easing regulators' antitrust concerns over AT&T's $39 billion offer to buy T-Mobile. The talks recently fell apart amid worries the asset sales would not do enough to win over those regulators. And Americans were in the mood to shop online for the holidays this year. Web tracking firm Comscore says consumers spent $30.9 billion during the first 46 days of the holiday season. That's a 15% jump from a year ago. The company says shoppers took advantage of free shipping and other online deals. Stores including JCPenney, Kohl's, and Macy's also used Facebook to try to attract online shoppers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st, doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WindRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training this Wednesday for one day only. Reserve your place now at richdadfreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. This is great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, KCNR 1460 Hi Chat Packers. And if you're watching on the video,
Merry Christmas. We're back.
Yes. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's. We went in this weekend.
Oh, wow.
They've moved stuff around. I love it. They have the coffee grind, the coffee beans right in the center when you walk into Espresso Joe's. And Jess was going to be on this morning, but she had to be there to open. Of course, she could make your coffee and your I think they make, 150 flavors or any kind of,
any kind of coffee you can possibly imagine.
Yes. And so
at a price better than you're ever going to get.
Unbelievable. So we bought a bunch of, there was Jingle Crunch. And we bought, so we could take you to houses,
as
we
go, and
we'd go to visit friends. So, of course.
Oh, what fun it is to Jingle Crunch.
There we go. So, that's Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop
2143 Hilltop Drive. I mean, Espresso Joe's, great walk-in humidor. And Joe and Shelley, what can you say? They sponsor veterans events. They give discounts to veterans. So, they do so much for our community. It's like an RB.
And what's really great about the walk-in humidor is if you're thinking that you want to surprise somebody who maybe enjoys a good cigar, is that you can walk in there, and they're experts. They can tell you, what you can get. And they also have grab bags. So something else. Have you rung the bell? Are you going to ring the bell?
You need to ring the bell.
Or when you have not passed the bell, are you putting in, 10 cents? Or a dollar, or whatever you can.
Everybody has a penny.
Salvation Army. Okay.
If everybody put a penny in every time you passed one of those, they'd be collecting thousands of dollars.
Okay, so that we want to give you the phone number if you'd like to ring. We will be announcing before Christmas time a 2-hour block someplace that we're going to do that. And that number is 222-2207. That's 222-2207.
Good news. The last U.S. troops left Iraq Sunday. This plan that got them out of there was not Obama's plan, if I can just say that. When I was there in 2006, the plan was for us to be out of there by now. The only difference is that strategically it made sense, was to leave, several thousand troops here to act almost like a fire brigade and to ensure that Iran did not want to come across the border. So instead of leaving them Iran, we're leaving them in Iraq. And I'm not Iraq. And leaving them in Kuwait. But the last military left, and it's a day that, for the first time since 2003, we have no combat forces. We don't have to worry about losing any more of our sons and daughters in combat in Iraq. The last one was just killed, I believe, last month. Now we have our troops in Afghanistan. The Marines are pulling out of Afghanistan in 2012, yet we still, as like I said, the California National Guard is getting ready to put the engineer group in there in February.
And what will be their duties?
Well, as engineers, they'll be in construction, and hopefully they won't be out on the roads, but that's what engineers do. They fix roads and they clear roads. So they're going to be out there in harm's way. So the very best for them. And like I said, we'll have some of the California National Guard that's going to be deploying on the show. Obama has said he wants to have everybody out of there by election, time this year. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the election. I'm not even sure he understands if there's a strategy there, or if there is a strategy, what it is. I'm not sure he even understands the concept. I'm just getting further and further down the road. Here's our president that has lurched from one mistake to another, from one catastrophe to another. And we were just discussing, that's a small thing. But here's a drone that provides information. It flies at 60,000 feet in the air a drone of the U.S. of ours that belongs, that goes, you know, that pushes his data back to the NSA and the National Security agency and all this stuff, and it somehow lands in Iran. And we shot it down. Well, no, they didn't shoot it down. There's not a mark on it. It just came down and landed. And Bad Bob is telling me, oh, yeah, why not? It's because they overrode a GPS signal.
Yep.
Now, where'd you see that at?
I did a little research on this. The parallel I'm going to draw for you, Carl, is early days of Vietnam. We assumed that we would have absolute air superiority because we had the F-4 Phantom with Sparrow missiles. Guns were obsolete, so the Phantoms didn't have guns. Drawback being that you had to keep your airplane pointed at the bad guy long enough for your missile to hit him. Meanwhile, his buddy came up and shot you down. We have gotten into this video game warfare mindset, unfortunately. What happened is that the drone is dependent on GPS signals from satellites to figure out where it is. Then it carries out its instructions that say, if you are here, do this. The Iranians earlier in the year shot down a couple of small drones, figured out how it works, hired some engineers. These guys are not stupid. You know, we discount that. They may be crazy, but they're not stupid. They figured out how the system works. They transmitted a very powerful signal that overrode the GPS satellite signal, said instead of you are here, you're actually over here. The drone said, okay, I'm home, and landed itself because it went into an automatic mode. Now, why the darn thing didn't blow up the second somebody opened up the access panel is beyond me, but that's basically what happened.
Well, they should have some kind of destruct button that they can push that someplace, or they could have also launched something to take it out. But now, did you just make this up from things you read, or did you read this someplace?
I did a story about this.
Bad Bob says it doesn't mean it's really true, but it makes sense.
The tech blogs have, and I checked several sources.
So you just didn't make this up, and you and Brenda were there, and they're playing with the cat one day.
We understand how the GPS system works, and it is a very vulnerable system. You've heard stories of people with their GPSs in their cars that say, turn left now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that the Obama administration has got somebody that's trying, you know, that's putting up these towers that's going to interfere with military GPS signals, too. It just keeps getting better.
When we come back, let's talk about what happened in Iowa.
We can do that. Does the death penalty work, or is it just an expensive? Is it just an expensive little feel good thing for people that have lost somebody?
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Diamonds, beauty. Style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Boy, it was a great weekend. We had so many things with the veteran. And a shout out and a belated happy birthday wish to Dee Domke. She turned 80, and we had a spectacular.
Dee Domke, what a great person she is.
And it was
so much.
We saw so many friends and faces that have her activism in this community has intertwined with so many other people, as well as, like, we were back to back with Barbara Harrison. And Barbara, if you're listening, you know, I know that you had a birthday this month, and we missed us right around my brother's birthday, and happy birthday to you. I think it might have been right around Bob's birthday, like 8th or 9th of December. So we're, you know, close your eyes, and before you know it, a week has gone by.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go to the phones. Jim, you're on live. What are you doing?
Good morning.
Hey,
I just wanted to say that Big Bob knows what he's talking about, because the Iranians fooled the GPS system on that thing and landed that drone over there without even knocking it down. They just landed it on their field.
Yeah, no, you know, if at first they were, you know, the U.S. was claiming it was shot down, and then it was like, no, it wasn't shot down. Look at the photos of it. There's not even a mark on it. I've seen friendly drones land harder than that.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, the whole thing is... we sometimes forget that the other side is as smart as we are in some things, or can come out with points of brilliance. And when you just start becoming so complacent, we just keep flying drones over. We keep driving down the same road. We keep planning, you know, doing the same plans. You know, okay, let's not change anything. Then we get hammered. And this is just a good example of it, that they just said, oh, let's just take this one and see what we can get off it.
Yeah, and then also they tried to blow the thing up here, but their GPS is stronger than ours, so they wouldn't acknowledge their command, and they couldn't blow it.
Oh, is that what happened on that? Well, okay, that would probably make sense. If they've got a big, you know, if they've got a hard enough stream there to take over the GPS, they could probably just also jam all the signals that it would take.
Yeah, they jammed it all.
But what they could have done was launched a missile and hit that thing. But they're not going to do that. That would take, you know, that's a big step.
Well, that means that somebody back there would have to responsibility to do something.
They have to pull
that
those
right.
They'd have to pull those big boy pants up.
But anyway, I just wanted to say that Big Bob knows what he's talking about. I never doubt him anyway, because
you know,
pretty sure.
You never do that. Oh, okay.
Be careful of that.
All right, that check will be coming right out now. You know, thanks a lot, Jim. You know, talking about big boy pants, big girl pants. Dick Dickerson is a city council member. Dick Dickerson,
sure,
you know,
you
people look
right
at
now.
People do not look. I'm not going to say what he said, but he, but Dick Dickerson, a lot of people look at Dick. He's very, you know, he seems very somber and all that. He is funny man. And he commented, he and Judy Saldry got going back and forth at Dee's party. And I tell you what, he is a funny man. I know that he has got a sense of humor, but I have not seen him in that sense. So it was, but it all had to do with sayings.
With sayings. Yes, with sayings. You know, we have some pretty diehard
Ron Paul.
And you know what's really funny? The other day, Carl and I were driving down Hilltop Drive, and there was a guy standing, you know, kind of where people beg, usually that corner, with a big Ron Paul sign. I said, that's...
No, just one guy. A huge sign.
Long Ron Paul. Just that's all it said was Ron Paul. Actually, it's coming right over the bridge as you come down Hilltop. Where Dana goes into Hilltop.
Now, wait a minute. There's more to it, though, than
okay.
that. As we made the turn and saw the Ron Paul sign, we're heading on to the new, on-ramp. There's a guy walking up the other way. We look over at him. He turns around, and he flips us off. I mean, looking at us, flipping
right
us off. And we're looking at him, and I'm saying, well, you know what? He can't see KCNR. He can't see KCNR. It's on the back of the truck, and he's just glaring. And so we're looking at on the other side of the truck. Maybe he sees somebody else. I don't know. Maybe it was just the fact that we looked too happy, and he wasn't.
I don't know. Maybe it was a red truck, and anything that drives a red truck represents something.
You thought
that
you
just
were one percenters or something.
I don't know. Yeah,
no!
That was why? Because we have a vehicle, and he didn't. What? I don't know. Maybe he was doing it all day. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, a new poll from the Public Policy Polling shows that Ron Paul has taken the lead in the Iowa caucus race.
Whoa!
While Newt Gingrich's support is fading fast, a different Gallup poll shows Gingrich still holding the lead, but slipping. While the New York Times has Paul in the lead as well. Watch our chat room go, bleh! Gingrich has seen his numbers in the PPP, whatever that is, poll drop from 27% to public policy poll. There we go. Thank you for filling in the blanks. That's what I love. This is a good team. 14% in just 3 weeks, while his favorability rating is now split at 46% to 47% against the worst of any candidate not named whatever. That's quite a fall for someone who looked to be running anyway and the state and taking charge in the national level.
Yeah, well, Newt has come on strong, but then he's been getting hammered lately. And, you know, now Ron Paul.
Who do you think is going to be?
Ron Paul, who do I think? I think, you know who I think it's going to be? It's going to be Romney. I really think that. You know, I bet somebody that it wouldn't be.
Can it be Romney Paul? I mean, who's going to be a VP?
You know, I'll tell you why. It's because Romney and Paul are diametrically opposed on too many things. I think.
Now, maybe we need that.
Now, but here's the reason that I think Romney's got a chance, is that Newt's coming across hard, and people are starting to dislike that. He's also got baggage. Romney, of course, has got baggage, and he is not as conservative as people would like. But when it gets down to it, he's been a governor, he's been a businessman, and he can go mano a mano with Obama. But then again, almost anybody could. The only thing you have to do is point it at Obama's record, and then the debate takes care of itself. You don't have to say anything. You just go, economy.
We were having
jobs.
We could take a break, but we had a conversation the other day, didn't we, Carl? About at this point, I want someone who is going to get into the trenches. Everybody has baggage. Stop it. Just forget about it. Everybody's got baggage. What are you going to do now? Are you going to get down and dirty? I want a leader who is going to can change a tire and get greasy.
I want a leader that's had a real job.
And be with the troops and just be somebody who I want to say, yes.
Yeah.
That represent America. We'll be right back. Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Carl, in about 7:55 in the morning, December the 19th, seven more shopping days until you really have to, you know, stop shopping. Though I guess if you could keep your wife busy or your kids busy, one way you could run out the door and come back and keep bringing back stuff all day if you wanted to. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst can fix that windshield, whether it's a little dent or it's a crack up to 24 inches long. He fixed one in my truck windshield. It was 12 inches long, and you can't even see it. He guarantees his work. I can't say enough about what he does. That's Jeff Wurst, the owner, a veteran also, Redding Crackmaster. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call at 530-241-8373. He can repair almost any crack and up to 24 inches. Okay, we're getting ready to have something Thursday night.
Oh, okay, make that announcement. Finally. Yes, and thanks to our team.
Yeah, our team that we have put together. We're going to have Linda and I and our team have put together a Christmas special that's going to be playing on KIXE on Thursday night at 8 p.m. from 8 to 9:30. And in that, it's a Christmas special with a special tribute to our veterans. We're going to be during the show, we have veterans from all the conflicts from World War II up until present, talking about what it was like to be away from home at Christmas. We also have a mom that's there talking about having her family deployed during this time frame.
Five-star mom.
Yeah, five-star mom that she had five of her family deployed. And we are going to be talking with, we also have music. We have the Reading Christmas Parade.
Magical moments that have happened so far in the North State.
And we're going to also remember our fallen that have given their ultimate sacrifice. But it's a night of good cheer and happiness and what's going on in the North State. And it's going to be on KIXE this Thursday.
Which is Channel 9 if you have cable.
Yeah. And
or satellite.
It's going to be on at 8 o'clock. And hope you tune in and watch it.
Now, we're going to be live on the air as well. When you see those, the phone banks, call in. Tell us that you are listening and be thinking about, public broadcasting, because this is something we are going to carry on over into the new year. And we can't do this kind of thing without you. And we're reaching out to cover a lot of different interesting stories. We want to thank Bob Belongi, and our team, Santos and Ty Boss, and so many people that have been.
Brad and Chandler.
Exactly.
And so many people that have been helping us with this.
We used a lot of footage. A lot of different people came forth. And then we have our master editor. We've seen some footage.
Well, we're in the midst of all this editing right now. Also, next year we're beginning on around January 20th, our show called North State Now on KIXE, and it's going to be a weekly show that talks about the topics and that people are interested in the North State, both political, business-wise. We're going to be talking to people from all over the country about topics that impact on us here in the North State. We're going to be taking on issues that you don't see. It'll be the only locally produced and the locally done show in the North State. that that's going to be concerned with the North State itself. So when we come back after our break, we have Reverge Anselmo is going to be here. We're going to be talking some things that are happening there, but we're also going to be talking politics and other related issues. When you talk about somebody that's really interested in what's going on in the North State, here's a man that is.
He and very his involved. Family.
Oh, yeah. See what else we have. Oh, and tomorrow, Senator Maurice Johannesson is going to be here. We're going to be talking to Mojo about everything that's going on in his life and the things, again, that he is doing for the North State. Another person that cares about what's going on, cares about the veterans, cares about what he can do, which is one of the greatest things about this part of the country. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The House Speaker is telling Senate leaders to
put their vacations on hold and work in a bipartisan manner to finish the nation's business.
The dispute over how long to extend the payroll tax cut. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
Speaker Boehner says he wants a full year extension of the temporary reduction in Social Security payroll taxes, and the Senate bill only allows for a two-month extension.
Doing a two-month extension instead of a full-year extension causes uncertainty for job creators.
Democrats in general support the idea of a full-year extension. The problem is that reopening that debate would reopen other arguments in the bill and also would probably threaten the Christmas and New Year's breaks. So that's the problem there. Dave?
Steve, Kim Jong-il is dead. And as North Koreans mourn, state TV is playing music honoring their supreme leader. His son in his 20s will take over.
Kim Jong-il was a madman and a tyrant. His son, Kim Jong-un, you have to assume, will be the same type of leader.
Republican Congressman Peter King, the White House says it's monitoring the change of power closely. Tea Partiers helped Republicans win the House. Can they help Newt Gingrich win the White House? He leads in their new poll. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown details live.
Dave, Newt Gingrich wins a telephone straw poll held by the group known as Tea Party Patriots. They surveyed 23,000 GOP voters who are also part of their group, and the former House Speaker took 31% of that vote. But the surprise showing might be Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. She took second place, coming up at 28%. Mitt Romney took third, Dave.
Evan, there could be some long lines at the post office. It's the busiest day of the season to send Christmas cards and packages. An estimated 10 billion pieces of mail will be dropped off across the country today. On Wall Street, a little bit of selling. The Dow down 6 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now's a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Israel has opened its jails again, setting more Palestinian prisoners free.
They received a hero's welcome on their return to the West Bank. Palestinian officials complained that most of the 550 prisoners were due to be released soon anyway. Most had been jailed for minor offenses like stone throwing. 2 months ago, Israel freed more than 470 Palestinian prisoners, many of whom were serving life sentences for killing Israelis. In exchange, Israel got soldier Gilad Shalit after more than 5 years in Hamas captivity. In Jerusalem, Linda Gradstein, Fox News Radio.
Facing sanctions from its own neighbors, Syria has agreed to let Arab League observers into the country to monitor the crackdown on an anti-government uprising the UN says has left 5,000 Syrians dead. More Egyptians are dying in the unrest there.
Weekend violence in Cairo left 11 people dead and injured hundreds more as army soldiers mercilessly beat demonstrators. Video showed four soldiers holding down a victim's limbs and a fifth stomping on his head. The protesters came to the streets to demonstrate that the army had not returned power to a civilian government. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned the violence and said Egypt needs to work forward towards a peaceful democracy. In Jerusalem, Leland Vittert, Fox News Radio.
It is a miserable Monday from New Mexico into parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas, getting a blizzard.
Between the snow and the wind, we're looking at near zero visibility, and that's going to make driving very treacherous.
National Weather Service meteorologist Chuck Jones, some areas could get a foot and a half of snow. It was a big year for labor strife in sports. The NBA and the NFL both had long lockouts, but according to AP's survey, the biggest sports story of 2011, the Penn State child sex abuse scandal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 805, December the 19th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat pack. Just go to KCNR1460 and just sign up, and it's easy to do. It doesn't cost you anything. Though now we do have, because we have cameras everywhere, we can see who you are while you're on. But speaking of that, we are also streaming live in on video on live stream. And we'll tell you how to get to that later on. But if you're looking right now, I'm taking my glasses off.
Good morning.
I'm waving, and Linda is sitting in her hat. Waving her hat.
Telling you what the temperature is. Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And we are going to have temperatures reaching around 63 today with clear day. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Krista and some of the events that are going on at Anselmo's. But first, let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. What is happening tonight?
Good morning, Elizabeth. I'm laughing is because if you're watching the video stream, you'll see
How do you do that?
You go to livestream.com and Free Fire Radio, and we're on there. Then you can see us. You can see how we abuse Bad Bob. We've got him moving in like three directions. We said, you know, one of the microphones needed to be tightened up, and so I said, you know, I pointed at it, so he immediately turns around with his Leatherman tool to fix it. At the same time, Linda goes, well, let's go to Elizabeth, which means he has to stretch like 8 feet across the studio.
Stretch Armstrong's got nothing on me, baby.
Okay, so what's happening tonight with the Tea Party meetings?
Hey, tonight we are having a representative from the Salvation Army come in and talk to us about their organization, their history, and what they do in the community, which is kind of cool. And that sort of leads me to the fact that I wanted to promote one of our wonderful Tea Party attendees, Dick Wilkinson and his wife, who live at 3187 Barrel Court, which is right around the corner from where we meet on South Bonneview Road.
I know where that's at.
The Destiny Fellowship Church. He owns the big red barn that you can see when you're driving.
Oh, we've been talking about that.
Oh. Yeah, and this morning, last year, he always does this incredible light display. And last year, he thought, you know, I think I'll get a Salvation Army kettle, and I'll just have the kettle out here while people are driving by to see my light.
Fabulous.
So he asked for volunteers from the Tea Party folks, and last year, we raised over $7,000, and this year's goal is $10,000.
Wow.
I saw that $7,000 he raised with that light display.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's almost as much as Linda and I made in 1 hour sitting out. No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and we're called the Salvation Army Ding-a-lings. And Sally Raposa has a sign-up sheet, and everybody jumps in.
The Salvation Army Ding-a-lings.
I like that.
Well, hey, and real quick, I just wanted to tell you what we did yesterday, and I know you've got to get to your guest. Yesterday, again, Sally Raposa organized something kind of quick and spur of the moment, we decided to do a flash mob in the food court of Mount Shasta Mall.
Flash mob.
And we actually kind of filtered in and sat all over the food court along with the other patrons. And at a designated time, we brought in an American flag. We all stood. We sang God Bless America. We did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we sang Merry Christmas. We were there in and out in probably under 3 or 4 minutes, and all of the other patrons joined us.
Well, you know what? You know
it
what? Of
fabulous.
Course they would. Of course they would, because this is a patriotic city. I don't care which side of political side you're on. In almost every case, everybody on loves this country, and they'll be glad to stand up.
And it was
up.
Wonderful because the patrons that were not Tea Party members
didn't
question it. They just went along and stood and saluted the flag and the whole bit. So it was really special.
Well, you know, it is special.
Thank you for
that's great.
For sharing and spreading that positive energy. Again tonight, time and place.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
And we also need to talk to you, Elizabeth or Aaron, about a guest that we're going to have, but I need to talk to you about them, too.
All right, Elizabeth.
Got it.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
All right.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to the phones with Chris Lasondak and the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into the new week, and the markets are now in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 39 points at 11,828. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 1212, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 2545. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 191 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 19 cents at 1779. Intel's down a penny at 2323. Microsoft down 21 cents at 2577. While Apple is up $2.06 at 382.76. Of local interest, Costco down 46 cents at 82.11, AT&T unchanged at 28.85, and Tri-County's Bank down 9 cents at 14.33. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.85%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down 10 cents a barrel at $93.43, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $6.66 an ounce at $15.91.24. Silver's down 86 cents at $28.84. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris. You know, the Wells Fargo Advisors is located out there on Park Marina Drive. And do this at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Give us our market minute. Tell us what's going on. And again in the afternoon.
Things can change in an hour, so stay tuned.
Well, they do change in an hour. You watch. I've seen gold go up dramatically and down. I've seen the stock market go weird. Or they start, and you ask them, and because Chris and everybody we talk to, and Kathy and Josh and all that, and Susan, it's really funny because they put a good glow on it. It's like it's in a spiraling dive, like the drone they ended up in Iran.
I think a lot of us like just to hear statistics, and that's what it is. So at that point, let's take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about all things that are going on up at Anselmo's with Krista Buckle, and we're right here in KCNR 1460.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. 8:13 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. It is December the 19th. I can't believe it's Christmas week. I just can't believe it's Christmas week. It's just, it's too fast. You know, over at Bastiani Arms, they're going to be, what they have is they're having a big sales on ammo, the PMC Starfire 45 Cal and the Critical Defense Winchester. Home defense. Be thinking home defense, my friends. There's so much going on. You should be able to take care of yourself, be able to go with that go bag, be able to have to take care of yourself and your family. Okay. I just added that in there. It's not a commercial. I was just thinking about it because I was thinking about buying ammo. Our guest today, and we're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about our show. And Krista Buckle is here from Anselmo Vineyard.
Our television show.
Yeah, talking about our television show. And one of the things we did, even though I don't know if this should be a surprise or not, but we have a segment during the show of Candace Lavolsi, who is probably one of the best harpists.
Premier.
Probably one of the best. What can I say? In the United
Premier
States.
Premier harpist. Maybe? And actually, she's nationally acclaimed.
Nationally acclaimed.
Yes. She's amazing.
A friend of ours, but she has played, you know, with Linda and has... is just,
the North State Symphony.
So
the North
good.
State Symphony in Alaska. Yes.
And then, you know, and her violinist and was up there. And,
that's right.
And we recorded that.
And you filmed it? You taped it?
We taped it and, you know, for the show.
Right.
And I can't tell you just how absolutely beautiful the sound is and everything we did. And I'm not going to give it all away,
okay.
But it is up at the chapel up
You'll
there.
You'll be able to hear and see that on Thursday night from 8 to 9:30 p.m. We will be on KIXE, 8:30 p.m. Thursday night. That's the
22nd. KIXE is putting what they've said out is that they want local programming, and this show there's nothing political about this Christmas show, nothing at all, except if you want to say thanking our veterans and interviewing veterans that were away from home at Christmas, including a World War II veteran when he said, you know, frankly, I don't remember Christmas being a special day the entire time he was in during the war. And this is a man that enlisted in the Marine Corps when he was 14, lied about his age, and landed at Tarawa at age 15, one of the worst battles that the Marines have ever fought. He was 15 years old when he landed there. And you think about that in today's society, what that was like, what that must be like today, to sending your 15-year-olds to war. So that's just one of the people that's going to be on there. But there's nothing political about this. You know, we get political here, but this show is just going to be a tribute to the North State.
Yeah, and it's our Christmas special, so we hope you join us. And, of course, we just want to thank Anselmo Vineyards for so much. You know, I get to sing up there and book the winter. I love being involved musically. Mm-hmm. It's what I did forever and ever in my life. And now Carl and I, with our radio and now the television, it's a way that I can keep my hands in the music scene. And in fact, we've got two brand new artists that have never performed that are going to be up there in the music room with the Winter Music Series, which are Saturday nights. But with this is Krista Buckle, and she is heading up so many of the. I still don't know the title of. What's your title, Krista? And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks so much. Well, that's a great question, actually. A lot of people are a little bit confused about what the title actually is. But technically, I'm the marketing director for Anselmo Vineyards. So, working with them on a lot of different events and just letting the community know what's happening out of this great little hidden gem.
And you guys are all over now. I see you at so many events. You were at the Republican Women's Tea. Mm-hmm. You were at the Cancer League luncheon. I mean, you're out there plugging in to say, hey, we're here. And you do so many generous donations. I mean, when you go, of course, to some of these events, you'll see a basket from Anselmo's. You'll see an evening at Anselmo's. So we really say thank you and appreciate all of the support, because that's what it really is about, your community.
It most certainly is, and that's kind of just the heart, is just to give back to the community, to really be a part of it, to contribute, and to provide a great space for people to come and enjoy themselves.
So the chapel, when Carl was out there filming Saturday with Candace Lavolsi and Reverge and the group of people that are helping put this together, the chapel has three bells.
Yes. All three of those have been imported from Belgium, and they are gorgeous.
Handmade.
Handcrafted.
Especially with a certain I mean, Rivera's just such a stickler, I will say, and he would love that, to detail, that they're, the tone of the bells. How do you know, can you share with us about the tone of the bells?
Well, you know, I know that the development and process of actually making the bell has a lot to do with the actual tone. So, you know, there are definitely special specifications that were given in the handcrafting and making to make the sound and the size of the bell. So a lot of it goes into that. But they're just gorgeous. I don't know if you've been, well, you've probably been out there when they've been ringing. Well,
I have not heard them, but Carl has. I know that they did the blessing of the bells,
yes,
and the scaffolding is coming down. But when we talk about bells, folks, ring that bell over there. We're not talking about that kind of bell.
No, we're talking,
A bell the size of this room.
Exactly.
Well, it's not quite the size of this room, but
bigger than me.
Yeah.
The bells are huge. You're in with huge crates.
They are big, but they are not the size of this room.
Okay.
They are almost the size of this room.
Thank you.
Close. You know, I just don't like, you know, the idea of the studio is that, you know, is smaller than the bell. One of the things about it is, and the story from the way I understand is, back in the days when people, you know, like, you know, duchies and, you know, mm-hmm, princedoms and all this, is they would have bells and the bells would ring and people would know on whose property they were when they heard the bells ringing.
Right.
So they would know they were on, you know, on, you know,
across the land.
This, you know, this person's property, because they could hear their bells. And when they could hear the other bells from another chapel, they would know they've moved into another part of the land there, of the countryside. And I find that really interesting. I didn't know that. We got to take a break, but we're going to be talking about other things too here. There's a lot of stuff going on. There is a you know, up here in the North State, that we're going to we want to include, you know, of course, in Selma's, but a bunch of other things we want to talk about. Yeah. Okay, Carl Lindebaut, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:20 in the morning. It's 53 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. Put away those umbrellas. We'll be right back.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking to buy a home or investment property? Are you a first-time home buyer? Did you know there is still a tax credit available? Well, my name is Pete Metz with Megastar Financial, and I have been helping people finance their homes in the Reading area now for 9 years. We offer FHA, USDA, VA, investment, and conventional financing. Even if you think credit or previous bankruptcy is a concern, call me, Pete Metz, to be pre-approved today at 530-221-7700, or you can visit me online at PeteMetz.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR1460 here at 8:24 in the morning. It is the 19th of December. Carl's always counting it down, like, how many shopping days?
Well, you know what? There's only so many left because, you know, at the end, when you have to go out there and get that special something.
Oh, please.
You know, that special something, you know, that box of aspirin, you know, on Christmas Eve at midnight, when the only thing you can find open is a guy that, you know, that doesn't even have Christmas in his country. You know, they don't even know what I'm talking about. When I come in going, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, he thinks it's a holdup. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. What can I say? Talk to Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-7866. They have marble or granite to fit almost any budget. You're looking there to, you know, to fix up your kitchen or the bathroom or outside with a fire pit. Mike Huber does great work. We've seen it. We've seen where he works at. We've seen his shop. And I shouldn't say just a shop. That sounds like something small. He's got a factory there that he does all the work in. Give him a call again at 241-7866. I think you're really going to be happy if you do. You can see the kind of work he does. And like I said, he'll fit your budget. Or just go to estategranite.com is his website.
Welcome back to the program. And with us is Krista Buckle, who is head of marketing, director of marketing for Anselmo Vineyards. And when we talk about Anselmo Vineyards, a lot of people, there's so much more that's going on at Anselmo Vineyards, besides, you know, the fact that there's great food and they're making wine and the vineyards. But Krista, we also have, we're going to talk about New Year's, but we're going to be going into what's going on up there, which is only, 16 miles from here. So it's not, you know, it's closest right here in our community. But tell us about New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring in the new year at Anselmo.
Our gala.
I know, the New Year's Eve gala is coming up. So obviously December 31st. But we're going to kick the evening off with a shuttle ride for people who don't really want to drive all the way out by themselves. So we're going to have a shuttle that's leaving, departing from Red Lion. It's going to take guests all the way out to Anselmo, where they get to be greeted by a champagne toast. And we'll have some appetizers, some hors d'oeuvres for them, followed by a 6-course meal with wine pairings. That's going to be lovely, really great food. But we're going to have fun events throughout the evening as well. Prizes, giveaways, a silent auction.
Silent auction, we talked about that earlier, that the proceeds are going towards a
Malheur Ranch.
You're going to a program to help veterans transition back into civilian society. Not that they're crazy or, you know, they're walking around with their heads on fire, but, you know, a lot of men come back and women come back with some issues, and this is one of the ways to help them deal with these issues. Is this ranch, and we are more than happy to get behind that. We've had them on the show, and we're very happy to have them.
Yeah. So as your evening, we're talking about an all-encompassing price that goes into the shuttle, the 6-course meal, the wine pairing, the champagne toast to greet you, casino tables.
Yeah, casino tables. $250 worth of chips comes with your ticket for the evening.
How fun. Ugh.
Yeah, we're going to have cigar vendors available. It's kind of going to be like a little Anselmo Monaco going
Monaco.
On out, though.
Love it.
Well, and this is your first one that you've done.
This
is going to be a elegant, elegant gala.
Yeah, black tie event. You can get dressed to the nines. It's going to be very fun.
I'm pulling out my white gloves.
That's right.
It's ball gown night.
I got that.
Blank gowns.
But the idea of providing transportation is a good idea for that. And, you know, the other thing is that this is just one of the, you know, there's a lot of events going on.
There's an 18-piece orchestra, too.
There is.
Being up there is a way to welcome in the new year. Because right. there's going to be a work strip. It's going to be just probably anything you can imagine.
Yeah. Dance so, floor.
Out there.
18-piece
well,
big band.
And the big band is coming there for the first time they've been up in yeah, this area.
That's right. They're actually out of Sacramento. They're yes. called Swingmasters. So they're great. We're glad to have them.
Swingmasters. And I know that, well, Bernie Baker will be playing the guitar with Stephanie Foose mm-hmm. for during her dining time. And then, of course, the 18-piece orchestra. Bernie will then join the band, which is totally cool because, you know, great musicians in the North State and throughout the land kind of know each other. They know about their names. Their guitar player couldn't make it. So Bernie is Mr. Chart Reader, Mr. Pro. So he's going to be playing. That's pretty cool. And the leader of that band knows Johnny Gonzalez, who plays for me.
Wow.
And they were, I guess, evidently fraternity brothers. So they go back and, oh, so when I called and I said, you know, about the Anselmo event and said, gee, this is when you guys were talking mm-hmm. about them, I just did some poking around. And there's so many familiar names that are great. So anyway, so that's, and the number's 474-5546. If you're kind of thinking, I don't know what to do for New Year's, and this would be a great Christmas present.
Come on up and dance with Linda.
Yeah.
That's right. You giving away dances, Linda?
Why not? I think, why not?
There you go.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break when we come back. Do you have one more thing to say about that? We want to talk about what Anselmo's is doing next year as well. But
if they're interested in buying tickets, the best place to do that is on the website at AnselmoVineyards.com.
Okay, and that's 474-5546.
That's right.
For the number.
Gosh, that's only just like, what, 10 days off?
Yeah, not very far at all. So we're filling up, too. We want to have people out, but we're filling up fast. So
and again, like we talked about, the fact there is a shuttle from the Red Lion mm-hmm. Inn. And you could, if you wanted to stay at the Red Lion Inn, they're doing a special one night only for that night, a mm-hmm. special fare, you know, just that's probably...
That's probably a good deal.
A great deal.
Okay, we got to take a break here for the news. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Had plenty of support in the Senate, but House Speaker John Boehner now says Republicans will oppose a 2-month payroll tax cut extension instead of a whole year.
Tonight, the House will vote on the Senate passed bill. This is a vote on whether Congress will stay and do its work or go on vacation.
With no deal, the tax cut expires at the end of the month. A senior Democratic aide tells Fox if Republicans don't pass this compromise, that's forcing a tax hike. A new leader in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, after the death of his father, Kim Jong-il.
The White House says they're closely monitoring the situation on the Korean Peninsula, and the president had a midnight phone call with South Korean President Lee to reaffirm U.S. support. One U.S. official telling Fox News the change in North Korea is especially worrisome since it rarely happens. He says an insecure North Korea could well be an even more dangerous North Korea.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, the White House. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker, Texas shoot-em, pie-gal, and lucky ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament. Thursday at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. At last, indulge in Party in the Pit on Monday, December 26th. Buck bet $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day. In the 21 Pit, Monday, December 26th. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lundabot, 8:35 in the morning, December the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, as many of you have. And we're also videoing out. So we're out on live stream right now.
And we're going to keep saying, don't miss our show Thursday night.
That's right, Thursday night from 8 to 9:30, KIXE.
Debuting North State Now, our Christmas special and a special tribute to the troops, but we'll have some musical memories. Candace Lavolsi, you will hear her beautiful harp playing inside the chapel. This is the first time up at Anselmo Vineyards you're going to see anything about the chapel that's going to air. And we're really happy that we get to be a part of them debuting as we debut as well. And with us this morning is Krista Buckle from Anselmo Vineyards. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
I went right in there.
I love you. I love you. I said, you know, here's something I have to say. And you
say
go,
it.
And you look, I can't now. It's too late.
No, it's not.
No, I have lost my continuity here.
All right,
here.
So Krista, let's talk about, you'll think
it's
about
Monday.
It in a minute.
It's Christmas week. That was my present. A poke in the eye.
Don't be such
Thank
a guy.
Thank you very much. you didn't say that yesterday.
So Krista Buckle, welcome back to the program.
Okay, and, you know, let me talk a little about.
Okay, now you know
you're
about
here
it.
To, just to talk. Well, no,
yeah,
I just,
Carl, what's up?
Well, RC was going to be here, and RC and I really get into it.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is just. I mean, he just is. You know, he believes in one thing. He believes in the freedom of the individual. He believes in the freedom of personal property. Mm-hmm. He believes in the fact of people taking responsibility and do you know, and that for building things and building better and to produce things. All right. Now, I'm not just saying it's him, because there are so many, and we are starting a business show, my friends, beginning on the first week in January, that if there are things going on, there are businesses and work going on in this county with so many different people that is doing so well, it is expanding so much. And that's going to be starting in January on the first Friday. It's going to follow our show once a week from 9 to 10. And we're going to be talking about the great things that's going on in Shasta County and business-wise. You know, you read so many things. Every time there's something in the paper, something negative. And then, or if it is positive, you get 1,000 of these little people that sit in the basement of their parents' homes and drink Red Bull and write nasty things. No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And they write nasty things about the businesses, and they write nasty things about Shasta County. It's not true. Shasta County and Redding, we're on the cusp of doing some great things. Now, how do you do that? You attract businesses in. One of the things that Anselmo, RC and Chicken Anselmo have done is they decided to come here and build something, which they have. And they have fought all the battles, and now they are expanding even more. You know, the fact is that with the restaurant, and there's plans for, Krista?
Yeah, we actually have plans for a hotel.
somewhere between 18 and 25 rooms. We're really excited about that. People will actually be able to stay out there, even host small conferences out there. But, of course, if you're going to have a hotel, you got to have a spa, too. You need a place for the ladies to go and relax and enjoy themselves, have a good time.
That'll be on the list of things.
So that's construction that's going on. That's people that are working out there. There's a number of people that already work out there. And it's just like other businesses here. And we wouldn't ordinarily be talking about this, but like I said, RC was could not make it today. He gave us a call and said he had something minor going on. Minor emergency, which is could be anything.
Running
up
a ranch.
Yeah, running a ranch.
Because he actually does a lot of the ranching himself.
He does the ranching, the vineyards, the restaurant, all this stuff.
We saw he has a hay machine. He's out there, and Chicken one day said, you see all that? Rivera's is going to do the hay today.
And
what? Yes. No, he does the hay.
Well, you know, but the thing about it is that
he,
as many others, and right now we're just talking about him, but we'll be talking about many others here in this coming year that have taken the step forward, that are doing things for our city and our county. There are some things that are going on around here that could change, dramatically change the way that people even look at Reading. Reading will have an identity that people from all over will go, oh, Reading, California. Besides our beautiful scenery, the beautiful rivers, the fishing, you know, the bridge, the things that people come up to see, Whiskey Town and Lake Shasta, it's going to be businesses, and there's going to be things that people will want to come and live here. That's why businesses are going to come here. Now, am I a cheerleader for Reading? Yes, we decided to stay here. I'm cheering, for people that, and other people like Mike Frank, many other people that have come up here that have started in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, Mark LaSalle's over there at EDD. He's beating the drum. Randy Denham. I mean, all these people are beating this drum for this. But RC and Selma was one of the first ones to start here 5 years ago and build something and stay here when it had been just as easy for him to go someplace else.
Yeah, just to say forget about it. You know?
I'm tired of fighting small-minded
people.
Stand up
and fight.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, Krista, we're talking about a hotel. We're talking about a spa. Is there some kind of are there plans? Do you have the model? Is it under construction begins?
Sure. Well, not quite under construction. We're still working on finishing that chapel. We're going to finish the chapel in February, so we're really excited about that. That'll be complete. Be absolutely gorgeous. So right now, the hotel and the spa are still in the business development plan stage. So we're mapping everything out right now. We're looking at blueprints. We're making decisions. So still very much in development, but we're definitely looking forward to it.
But you have, let's not forget that you're building a new kitchen.
Yeah, we are. Well, actually, the kitchen's actually done. We're actually moving into the kitchen.
I saw the kitchen. And my fault, but I saw it yesterday. Mm-hmm, or when we were up there filming, we were taping this weekend and saw it, and it's just what John Stadelli
fabulous.
Wanted. Yes, it gives him the ability to expand that out.
Right,
spacious, wonderful,
wonderful. Okay, so we've always liked our meals and our fabulous, meal is not even a word I want to say. It's just an experience. Yes. We're gonna be right back, Casey and our 1460.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards.
Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and Linda Bach.
You know, life is beautiful here. We just
8:45 in the morning.
Want to do a shout out to Rick and Lori Goyne. You know what? Abalone, when it comes right fresh from the sea, and a beautiful bundt cake, home
just
made
delivered
with love. You know what, Lori? Mwah. Merry Christmas. We
You're
love
great
you
people.
Guys.
That's right. And what can we say enough about all of our friends out there? You know, John here had a great comment about buying gifts. He says, ultimately, there's only one shopping day left. That's when you choose to get all those presents that everybody will say, wonder why you bought this one.
No, we went to the Enjoy store Saturday morning, and the place was packed, but boy.
We fought our way to the front.
What a great place to shop local, stay local, and speaking of shopping local and staying local. Yeah.
Our guest is Krista Buckle, and she's the marketing director out in Somos, but you also have your own business, too.
That's
it's
true.
Not just in Somos. You help start up small businesses, which is great. I mean, Mike Frank, who is an entrepreneur, who is one of has an entrepreneur boot camp. That he's going to have again in January, I think.
He has a special book that you've been reading.
A book I've been reading, an outstanding book about being a success.
Mm-hmm.
So you do all those things too.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually really passionate about small business and helping businesses get launched and really seeing the Reading area transformed. So I'm really excited about your guys' show. I want to listen.
Well, so, you know,
we didn't know that when we had you come in today. So this is exciting. Wow.
Thursday again, it's going to be non-political. It's a Christmas show with lights and music from local groups and our veterans tribute to the veterans. Gosh, what else?
Entertainment happens throughout the North State.
The Rays Across America, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just something that it's before Christmas, and we applaud KIXE because they said they wanted to have. They approached us many months ago about putting together a show, and everybody finally agreed here this week. So that's why we haven't said anything until this week. And then for
and
next year,
we got the
year,
green light.
In the next year, starting North State Now, with it's going to be an hour show on Fridays, twice a day on Fridays, that we talk about those topics here in the North State.
We'll have more information for you.
Yeah, there'll be more as you get on. But the bottom line is that local programming. That's where it's at. Again, you've got to have things that are relevant to our people here in the North State.
Well, and Somos do really great things, and here they have hired you to be their marketing director of marketing, and you have this company that you handle. To your expertise is to grow small businesses, and here you've been brought in to assist in Somos as they grow with their hotel, grow with their spa, which will be spectacular, and the chapel. And, you know, we have some closing thoughts with you, Krista. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on today. And yeah, I'm just really excited to be able to help people like the Anselmos. You know, I feel like people that have a small business, it's really their dream. You know, it's really helping their dreams come true. So that's what we're working on at Anselmo Vineyards with the New Year's Eve Gala and the hotel and spa and everything else. So just really excited to see all the new developments progress out there.
Well, right. We'll share with you before we take this break and just a little personal story, because we, Krista, personally, for the two of us, we were at a place where when we decided to, we are going to be celebrating our fourth wedding anniversary on January 1st. So we'll Aww. Ring in the new year and celebrate our marriage as well.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And so when we got together, it was, okay, where we both had job offers that were outside of the Reading area. Where are we going to go? Carl just came back from Iraq, and he had a job offer in Europe, and I had a job offer in Southern California. We were just kind of like, where are we going? And then we just really thought long and hard about where we want to grow ourselves and how we could do something that would really be meaningful. Mm-hmm. And not retire, mm-hmm. and not just kind of go in. So we really decided to dig deep and go in and stay here. And just so we are, you know, I feel like Reading runs in our blood. Yeah. And that's the commitment that we have made. And so that's why every day when we get up in the morning, it helps us to think, this is really not about me. This is about those people that are driving and listening and need to be encouraged, need to be informed. Mm-hmm. They email us to talk about, you know, I need help on this. I want you to know about a bill that could be possibly coming down. And how do you feel? Yes, we get political, but we try to bring in all sides. So it's really great that you're here. You have a little bit. We have about a minute left. A little history about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. I actually am a transplant from Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, famous for the Kentucky Derby. Great. Mint juleps are really awesome.
I have friends that live there.
Ah, yes. Lexington's a great city. So came out here about 2 or 3 years ago and just fell in love with the place. You know, I'm not really used to small town, just really quaint, really cute. But more than anything, I just really saw the potential that Reading has to be an amazing place. There's so many ideas, and I feel like there's so many great people that are moving to this town that really have a heart to see it flourish and grow and for business to do well here. So yeah, I just really fell in love with it and really like working with businesses and worked for Mike for a little while, and now I'm starting out on my own. So that's a little bit about me. Glad I'm here to stay for a while. So,
what's your company called?
Yeah, it's called Studio 12 Consulting.
Okay.
And how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can reach me via email at krista.buckle@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming.
How do you spell that?
Buckle.
KRISTA.
Okay.
Buckle.
Buckle. BUCKEL.com.
Well, I missed both of them then.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm glad we spelled
it
out.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, Krista, for
being
here.
Thanks so much.
And tell RC we'll see him next time around.
Will do. Thanks for having us.
Okay,
we'll
thank
see
you
in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
Again,
that's right.
Here's the, for those people who can see, this is, you know, that's a homemade bundt cake from Lori Goyne. Love you! So is everybody at the studio, because we're going to open that up.
This is really a hard-hitting show today. Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and finish up. I'll rant about something, and I'll talk about what's on tomorrow.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education training this Wednesday for one day only. Reserve your place now at richdadfreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:55 in the morning, December the 19th. Okay, that was Krista Buckle, and somebody, and you actually spelled it right, krista.buckle@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. She said her website's up.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Off Athens Avenue, DC and Tim. It's Christmas week, my friends. You got to run down there, get that beard trimmed, get that hair cut. Because everybody's going to be getting together.
But ladies, when you're putting together your husband's or your boyfriend or your dad's stocking stuffer.
Oh, that'd be a great
idea.
This
is a great, I'm sure they do gift certificates.
Maybe they do. But I'm sure they'll put something together for you that you can
get
one.
That'd be great to put in a stocking, you know, with it.
This is a great place. What can I say? It's take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans. Bad Bob gets his beard trimmed there. And he looks 25 years younger and 25 pounds lighter. We all do when we go down there. We get our hair cut. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Hey, tomorrow, Maurice Johannesson's going to be here. And we're going to be talking to him about all the plans that he's been doing. He just purchased almost 16 acres of land right across the road from the veterans' home. He wants to have the feds and the state help him build a independent living facility for veterans there. I think it's a great idea. Talked to Mojo yesterday when we were down at the veterans dinner there at the veterans hall.
Yes.
The servicemen's dinner there. And I can't say enough about the people that work on that. The Walmart people that are there helping. And of course, Fred Salante, then MIAP people. Then you have the United Bikers of California making toy runs. You've got Patriot Guard riders out there. You have AmVets and Greg Raffa. I mean, everybody's just doing so much, during this year because things are tough out there, and they're collecting toys. They're making dinners, the whole thing.
Okay, so I have to read an email because we love the connection here, and this is from our good friend Barbara Harrison. She said, "I know you're busy, Randall Hempling." He's the big honcho over at...
He heads up Shasta Regional Medical Center.
He donated to Ducks Unlimited a shotgun to the Crab Feet.
Is that right?
Shasta Woman's Crab Feet. She would like to find someone who would donate their duck blind for two for a dove or a duck shoot. She wants to combine that for a live auction item. So we're putting it out there. If somebody has a duck blind and they'd like to donate it'll go along with the shotgun for the Shasta Women's Refuge, which is totally cool. I know last year you did that for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah, I auctioned off one of my rifles.
Right.
Yeah, that was a good deal for somebody. Wish I'd kept it. Should auction off another one. Anyway, okay.
It went for a great cause.
That's right. We're going to have, Tom Basinkle is going to be here Wednesday. And then we've got a number of things happening this week on Christmas week. We hope everybody's doing well out there. We really appreciate you coming in and listening to us. And you know what? Chat room, we can't say enough about you. It looks like here a lot of people wanting JRD Smiles to take a look at running for
I think office. He'd be fabulous.
I think, John, you ought to think about that. And think
somebody's
about
probably
that.
Already heading up his committee. Like, all you have to do is stand in and swear in, and guess what? You got a group behind you.
Yeah, John, because you care about what's happening here, which is what I guess the bottom line
is for
everybody.
Up.
Yeah, well, you do.
You know?
He shows up. Okay, don't forget that the Salvation Army is looking for ringers. Just give them a call. I mean, bell ringers. Just give them a call.
Ding-a-lings. That's so funny because there used to be that group. Dean Martin.
We all have our own ways.
There was a group with the Ding-a-ling sisters.
Just remember, we all have our own ways of ringing the bell. mine is a very aggressive bell ringing. Linda's is more of the rhythmic like that. You know, mine's getting, you know, just, you know, give it to me. Give me your money. You know. So give them a call at 530-222-2207. You know, it's amazing how things we can do.
Happy Monday morning.
When not everybody shows up, but every, you know, like at 7:30, we had had something else that was going on that we were going to talk about today too. You know, cancer awareness.
That's right.
You know, this is a big week. People are just kind of like disappear.
Kids are out of school. It's Christmas week. Carl, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday's
Christmas Eve.
Saturday means you've got one more shopping day.
Oh, stop it with the
I liked it.
Anyway,
yeah.
So
when you get a tie, on Sunday, you'll know why.
12:19.
Tomorrow, Mauricio Hannison, we're going to be talking about some veterans' issues, about what's going on there. We're so happy you're here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Not one, but two missiles fired by North Korea, according to a senior U.S. defense official who tells Fox News both missiles were short-range, landed in the sea, and did not pose a threat to anyone. There's no confirmed connection to the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, but what happens next in the North and the region is being closely watched at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
Both the United States and South Korea are bracing for whatever may come out of this North Korean power shift. President Obama called South Korea's President Lee about midnight this morning to give reassurances that the U.S. will stand behind its ally. Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk, who's been to North Korea twice, says a power shift there can come with a power trip.
Many ways to win power in North Korea is to demonstrate some adventure on the military side against South Korea.
It was believed the administration this week was going to begin an effort to get North Korea back to the bargaining table over its nuclear arms, but that's now likely to be delayed. Lisa?
Mike, like watching a tennis match.